What's going on, Jay?
You know?
What's good, bro?
Just what's good, man? Just a new year. Should probably move this plant out of.
Yeah, get that plant out of there.
In between us. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, brother. If you guys are listening, no Scarlett today. She is out doing shit. Getting ready. We got a big snowstorm coming tomorrow, so she's out getting shit put together. So it's just going to be me and Jay today. But we still got a lot of cool things to talk about today. One of the things we'll be covering is that we're looking for a new male fart slave.
That's pretty fire.
Yeah. So we have had just me for the last, whatever, eight, nine months. And then we had Jay recently in a video, which I'm excited to talk to him about today. But yeah, so we're going to be taking on a new slave. We'll get into all that in the episode. Bucked a couple new girls. We got them on the website. We'll talk about that today. We'll just jump right into the episode, you know. Without further ado, I'm gonna just go right to it. I literally just woke up.
Yeah, all right. I was like, yo, please tell everyone you just woke up, bro. Yeah.
Jay, you go ahead and you just tell them about what happened.
You sound like you're waking up. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about? We're talking about
how you walked in the door, set up, and then came to find me just out cold in the bed.
Right. So, you know, I'm a pretty nice person, I like to believe. And we were like, oh, you know, 4:30, we'll set up, get this podcast going, all that. So come inside. I'm like, usually if I see the other doors are closed, I'm like, oh, there's potential for like filming or whatever. So I'm pretty quiet. So I got everything set up. I sent him a text. I called him. The call got forwarded, so I'm like, he's definitely busy. He's doing something in there. Let me leave him alone. A couple minutes went by, and I'm like, it sounds like he's just watching. So, it sounds like he's watching a video.
So this is what happened. So around like 1 o'clock, the Birds game came on. So I'm sitting there, I'm watching that, and it was kind of like a shitty game because like they took everybody out because the Eagles made the playoffs, so like nobody important is playing and shit. So I was like, all right. Like, this game doesn't really matter. I'm going to just work while I watch. So I wrote, like, 30 giant test scripts because we need to do more giant test stuff. So I'm sitting there just writing giant test scripts. And when I write scripts, I like to pull up, like, videos in the background. And they'll just kind of flow me their ideas, or I'll just think of shit, or I don't know, it just kind of helps. So I had videos of Giantess Julia, who we haven't worked with, but I used to write all of her scripts. Like, that's how she got started. Mm-hmm. So, fucking sitting there, I'm watching the Birds game. I'm watching Giantess Julia videos, some of the ones that I wrote. And I'm sitting there, I'm writing Giantess scripts. And, like, you know, I'm starting to get a little, you know, starting to get a little excited while I'm watching. So, Eagles game ends. I write a couple more scripts. And I was like, all right, like, my deck's been hard for, like, 2 hours. So, I fucking toss one off to one of my favorite videos of hers, and then I'm just laying there, and, like, I stretch my chair all the way back, and I've been listening to Harry Potter on tape, like, the first book, because I never listened to, or I never read those books when I was a kid. Recently, me and Scarlett were both sick, and we binged all the Harry Potter movies in a row, and when it was over, I was like, fuck, I'm, like, feeling Harry Potter, I want some more, so I bought the first book. So I'm doing the first book, I'm listening to that shit on tape, and, like, bro, you ever listen to an audiobook on tape?
Yeah.
That shit'll knock your ass out.
Yeah.
So I got knocked the fuck out. So I just passed out right there. And I don't even know what time I fell asleep. I don't know what time it is now. You know what I mean? But I just wake up to Jay just having me, bro, he'll get up.
Right.
Wake up. And I was like, the fuck? Oh, right. The podcast. I was supposed to work out today, too. I have my dude coming for that. I don't know what, I don't know if he's coming or what, but
right.
Don't matter. It was just funny. But yeah, that's how that happened. That's how that shit went down.
That's great. Dude, you woke up to a hug.
Bro. Yeah, so you don't know about this, do you? Go to clipsforsale.com up on there.
Last time I did this, I was ridiculed for how long it takes me.
That's okay.
Let's see.
Mm-mm-mm. Some of you may already know what I'm about to point out. But it's going to be extra funny. Just right there. No, you just hit leave. You are bad at this.
I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, just wait, people. Just give Jay a second. You know, he's not as good as, like, Julian.
There you go. Enter.
Enter. There we go. All right,
cool. What am I looking at? That looks pretty good. What am I looking at?
Type in farting up at the top.
clear this or not?
It don't matter. There you go. Yep, click that. Click our studio. If you scroll down, you'll see one of our videos right there.
You see one already?
No, keep scrolling. The cover photo will be there. So these are all like the most recent ones. So we haven't uploaded anything since last night. So
I see it.
It will be there. Right there. There you go.
You called it where?
Best friend fart fight. Right there. Best friend fart right, top right corner.
Top right.
To the left. Up. Top right corner. Up.
Top right corner right here.
To the left one.
To the left one.
Yep. click that right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. If you see that second video, I think it is.
Yeah. Failed.
He genuinely, yep, clicked that second video.
Okay.
Yep. So this, I genuinely fell asleep in the middle of a video, bro. So like, with the video, and that's real. Like I'm literally fucking out cold right there. So we had been filming all day, and it was me and Nina, and so the video was for me to be handcuffed, and then like I'm handcuffed, and then I just kind of fall forward, and my face is just in Nina's ass. I'm just, like, smelling her farts and just, like, back there while Scarlett and Nina just have a casual conversation. About halfway through the video, the girls take notice that they hear snoring, and it's me, dude. I'm out.
You actually?
I actually fell asleep, and they kept filming. So, like, they're just sitting there laughing about me sleeping. Scarlett gets up, takes, like, a separate video and some pictures. But we put the video up there. It's, like, 17 minutes long. And I don't know, I put it up there for like $10, but it's super, it's hilarious, dude. Right. Cause like I'm genuinely just, I was so tired and I just fucking passed out in there, dude. And I gotta say, it's probably the best place I've ever slept in my life. Her ass is so nice. She just texted me like an hour ago. She got, she got nominated for like the biggest ass award or some shit at the AVN awards.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me see what she texted me. She said,
you committed.
I got nominated for the most amazing ass for AVN Awards. So if you guys are out there and you hear this, bro, go fucking vote for her. I think Scarlett shared it on her Twitter. You should definitely check that shit out and fucking vote for her, because that's sick.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. You got to sleep in that.
I got to sleep in that ass, bro. I'm about to write like a 45-minute video for her next time, you know? That was right. The only problem is I didn't get enough sleep, you know? Nah, Nina Alder's fucking amazing. She's just fun to be around. She's just a very cool personality. She's just fun. So I think if you hit play, it'll just start the video from the beginning. So it'll just you'll just hear a giant fart in my face. Just right off the rip. But it's a cool video. And it's a fun video because it kind of goes a little bit behind the scenes, because once they realize that I'm asleep, they start talking about going, like, just sneaking away and going and filming Giant Test Customs that we had. And just like filming other shit. So it was pretty funny. But right. I did wake up at the end. It's when we're done filming today, remind me, I'll go show you the ending, because you see me wake up. I'm like,
did we get it?
And then literally, like, normally when I would do the editing process, I would cut from the ending, you know what I mean? But like, I left it all in. So at the end, you see me wake up, and then them both like cracking up and laughing at me. And then like me, I'm like, bro, get these fucking cuffs off of me. Cause like the way I fell asleep, it was just I woke up and there's just fucking hardcore red marks on my arms. So I took off the cuffs and threw them. I was like, the fuck happened? They're like, you fell asleep. I was like, did you film it? And they're like, yeah, we filmed the whole thing. I was like, all right, word, let's keep it. So it was just funny. It's cool to get like bloopers and shit like that.
Right.
You can see Scarlett still recovering from being sick. She's sitting there eating wonton soup.
Oh,
you know? Dude, I ate Nina's ass for like fucking 6 hours.
Holy crap.
On fucking Monday, dude. There was just, we just had so many customs of me licking her asshole. She got a great ass and great asshole, so I don't mind. I mean, there's other girls where I'm like, I eat that ass.
Hard.
But she got a great ass. And she doesn't shit herself a lot, which is really cool.
Well, that's nice.
A lot of girls fucking shit themselves like nonstop when they're farting all day. So it's a little dangerous to eat some of them butts,
I feel like that makes sense,
but not hers. So tell me about your experience, Jay. You had Sabrina Blue sit and fart on your face for a full video. What was that like, dude?
You let me know that mesh is probably not the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I saw why firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just peering through, interesting. I don't know if I've said it on, in one of the previous podcasts. Farting, the fetish, that's something I learned through you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'd heard it before, but you know, how popular it was, et cetera, I learned through you. So it wasn't exactly my, like, I wouldn't say that it's my fetish, but I'm not afraid to, you know.
Yeah, to experiment.
Dip my toes in.
And especially you're here week in and week out for the podcast with different girls here, and we're talking about farting. You come over and sometimes we're filming farting. So it makes sense that eventually you would have a curiosity for it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
I need to take on the worst one, though. That was my challenge to myself.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I mean?
The only girl that I would say competes. So, like, hers are bad because they are wet. And, like, they're not always wet physically, but they, for some reason, they sound so juicy. They sound so wet.
Squelching.
They're so intense, dude. They're crazy. But, like, smell-wise, I mean, they smell like vegetables, don't they?
Yeah.
They smell like veggies. Autumn Bodell, I think, right now, is, like, my number one as far as, like, the most fucking intense smelling farts. Like, her farts are just like ruthless, dude. they're rancid, dude. They smell like shit.
That's great.
You know, and she's another one that's like just super fun to be around. She's just a lot of fun. Yeah, dude, let me show you some of this stuff that we got though. Shout out to Jordan. He bought 101 fucking items off of our wish list. Off of our fetish nature wish list. But I'm hyped because it's like, see the hoodie I got on right now?
Yeah.
So like he bought a bunch of these too, but he bought like all this stuff. But I added a lot of the stuff. Scarlett put a lot of stuff on there.
Nice, yeah.
Scarlett handles her wish list, but I work on this one as well. But
you're gonna need the hoodies.
Yeah, we got hoodies, zip ups, hats. Fucking everything. So when we go to like Exotica or something, we can hand out a lot of apparel. Anytime we have girls that are coming here, we'll be like, hey, take a hoodie with you, take a hat, take a shirt, take some shorts, take some panties. You know what I mean? We got socks, dude. I'm pretty hype on the socks. I got socks in like men's size.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw you a couple pairs of them. You know what I mean?
So that white, I'm not one for white, but that white with the black and
the blue. The black and the blue is sick, dude. Yeah. The black and it's funny you say that because you're the second person that said that. Another one of my homies reached out, Scarlett's brother, and was like, yo, that shit's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh,
right? I don't even wear that, but that's like, I like that.
It's fly looking. It's fly looking. Yeah. I don't remember what size we got and everything, but if there's one that fits you, I got you.
Nice.
Because that shit's hot. But,
and that's Jordan?
That's Jordan. Yeah. Jordan B. He's fucking, dude's a goat. Dude's a fucking G. He's very nice. He actually just reached out to me because he's going to be coming out. So we don't do sessions, but what we are going to be doing, and this is just simply because I'm tired from like filming all day and like taking these farts all day. So like for certain girls, for different girls and shit, when we have girls come for the first time, it'll probably be me. But if we have somebody that like, all right, we work with this girl like every month, I mean, multiple times a month, we're going to bring in other male slaves. And also I want to diversify and have other people than just me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like we are taking applicants. I've already talked to three people, got one on the books, and we're going to, you know, continue to take more. But basically like they'll just come out, work a day, be here for 10 hours and just be getting fucking sit on and fart on for fucking 10 hours. You know what I mean? So it's cool. If you guys want to fucking, you know, fill out an application, just go onto my Twitter, Daxco, and reach out to me. And if I deem you worthy, which essentially is just like, I just got to get the vibe that you're not annoying or a psychopath. And then like, I'm like, all right, yeah, I mean, you can come through.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we can't have any like 80-year-old men, you know. We still got to have the videos be kind of hot. So that's why the age range we're shooting for is between 25 and 35. Because, like, I feel like under 25, you're still not a developed fucking human being, you know? You're still a fucking child, so I ain't gonna fucking finna have you over here and that shit. But, it's, like I said, I'm just fucking tired, bro. Yeah. Like, I was, after filming all day with Nina, by whatever, I fell asleep, bro. I passed out. I was like, how old am I right now, dude? Like, I'm fucking falling asleep. So, like, we just want to be more careful and, definitely have. Plus, like me behind the camera, like I'm a fucking gangster with that fucking camera. So like I can get some real good shots with if I have a different guy under there, and it's easier to find a guy than a girl. I'd hire 10 fucking females, you know what I mean, to be fucking subs. But it's hard to find a girl that's like, yeah, come fucking fart in my face. Like, you know? Right. The only guys are fucking psychopaths like that.
Making people's dreams come true.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny because we put on there, it's a non-paying position, And somebody reached out, was like, you're not going to pay them? I was like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, have you ever, like, if you wanted to get a session with a girl, it's like between $400 and $600 to get a farting session. I'm offering you a 10-hour session that's completely free to you. I'm not asking them to pay me, you know what I mean? So, like, you get a fucking, whatever, 10 times 400 is, you know what I mean, $4,000,
yep,
you know, session for 10 hours for free. So, like, you know, lick my ass, dude. Fucking, and no, I'm not.
We got
fucking,
volunteers.
We got, exactly. Yeah, I got volunteers. Well, like, fuck would I pay somebody? You know, like, what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're down to be on camera and you don't care, then come through, sign the consent form, and like, I got you, bro. You know? But that, I got to that conversation. I was talking to Jordan about getting him here in the summer, because if anybody deserves it, it's that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Bring him through. Give him a Sabrina Boo special. You know? Yeah. You know, I'll probably have him work with Cynthia or something.
I don't know what that is now.
Yeah, you do. You learn what that is. Yeah.
I took it like a champ, though.
You did. You did take it like a champ.
I took it like a champ.
Nina shit on my face when she was here, which is funny because she normally doesn't shit herself, but she was in the video Total Domination, I think. She, like, spits on me, blows snot in my face, a bunch of crazy shit. She, like, sits down and she squats, she shit right on my nose. She's like, she got up and she went to go spit on me. She looked down and she started laughing. I was like, what? She's like, there's shit on your nose. And I was like, cut. I was like, shit. And I was locked in this mother box, hands cuffed, and I was like, I can't tell anything about it. Yeah. I was like, wipe it off, you know.
She could have not told you.
I know, right? Can you scroll this thing closer to me?
Yeah.
Take a look at some of the girls that we... Just today, I got Princess Izzy, which we're pretty excited about. She's fucking smoking hot, this girl, dude. She is a fucking smoke show, dude. She's super sexy. So I'm very excited that we're going to be working with her. But, like, this year in general, just for 2025, we have Skylar Ray is another cutie. I mean, Tampa Bay, who I didn't even know she did farting and shit like that. But when we put her on the books and put her on the site, people are like, bro, you guys got Tampa Bay. You got Tampa Bay. That's crazy.
What a clever name. Hype. That's so good.
And she is from Tampa Bay. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's fucking genius. We have Gia and Celine coming for 3 days in February.
Wow.
Just like back to back to back. The first day I think is Celine and Gia, and then the second day is Celine and Gia, and then the last day is Gia and Cynthia.
Right there.
So it's gonna be wild, yeah. So we're definitely gonna have to have some podcast episodes for that shit. Especially two of them on at the same time.
Yeah.
We have Nina booked every month of the year straight through.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we have Gia on the books again, Sabrina on the books again, Zoe lives close by, and she's coming. She's on the books, I think, for a full day in March.
I like autumn. That you can see the models on FetishNation.com.
I'm obsessed with our website. Yeah. We paid a lot of money to get it made, and at the time, I was like, I don't know, it sounds like a lot of money, and Scarlett was really pushing for it, so I was like, all right, like let's get it made. And now it's one of our main things, because when I reach out to someone, I'm like, hey, come work for us.
Yep.
You know, like, for instance, perfect example is Princess Izzy. Like, Izzy's not coming until April.
Mm-hmm.
But now for the next 4 months, anybody can come on our website, click on view profile, and see all of her links. Yep. So, like, it's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's a big, big advertisement for them as much as it is for us. Because it gets you guys excited about them, and then it also gets them, you know what I mean, their name out there a little bit more.
Some more exposure, yeah.
Look at this, dude. Kim Chi, dude. When that's I fucking, also great. She sent me like 50 pictures, and I was like, bro, I'm using this one. She's like, are you sure you want to use that one? I was like, yeah, bro, you look like a fucking warrior, right, dude. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, so I was like, I'm going with that picture. We have Carmella Stone coming back a lot. Unfortunately, Kate Austin's no longer in the industry. She bounced out, yeah.
Oh, what an update.
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah, so that's unfortunate because she's a great sub. She is one of the coolest human beings I've ever been around, period.
Yeah.
She's so much fun to be around. She's cool as fuck. But yeah, she's going through some IRL shit, so I'm not going to get into it, obviously. But
yeah.
But she wanted to get out, and so she's out. So, you know, it's unfortunate to see her go. So you'll be seeing a lot more of Cynthia as the sub more. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hiring a lot more of her for that. And, you know, if there's any female slaves out there, any more female subs, hit me up. You know, we pay very well. Fucking right. Come through and get farted on. You know, we're looking for you. What else we got to talk about, Jay? Let's see. You got a Sabrina Blue special. We hiring a male slave. We got lots of new girls coming. Somebody did order a custom of Nina on the podcast, sitting on my face for the full episode. So that's going to be coming some point in time this year. Unfortunately, we can't get it made. I don't think we can get it done this month, but that's going to be a fun one. I think he just changed it to me licking her asshole the entire time. So that's going to be fun, just licking her farting ass for fucking 45 minutes on the podcast. So
that's going to be fun for me, too.
Yeah, you're going to love sitting back there. You're going to be holding back tears the whole time, bro.
100%.
Just be underneath of her, licking her ass. So that'll be cool. And you'll definitely need to fill in a little bit because, you know, I take the mic and run with it on the podcast. Yeah. So without me there, Scarlett was like, how am I going to do the podcast without you? And I was like, you'll be fine.
Well, that was my next thing. I was like, who's going to, you know?
It's going to have to be you and Scarlett. And then obviously Nina will be on the podcast too. But it'll be funny.
Scarlett's going to love it. It's her time to shine.
She can talk.
Yeah, she can talk. All right, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
So you excited? 2025? You didn't expect any of this last year.
None whatsoever. No. Last year, I worked a full-time job at a lab, and I fucking hated life as far as, like, that. Hated life is a strong word. I would get up at 6 in the morning, shower, drive to work, 30 or 40 minutes to work for 8 hours, and then come home, and then fucking jerk off to porn, and then go back and do the same thing tomorrow. So, like, having my life now, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You know? What's funny is I just talked to my mom about this. She was like, God, I wish we could move somewhere as warm. And I was like, I don't. She was like, why? I was like, I don't go outside, bro. Like, I don't, like, I'm warm 24/7 in the crib. You know what I mean? So, like, I used to be like, yeah, I fucking, you know, walk out to my car, start it at 6 in the morning, get back in the house. You know what I mean? Drive somewhere. So, like, it would suck all the time. But, like, I'm a homebody. So, like, I don't mind anymore. But I used to fucking be like, yeah, let's go to Florida or some shit.
Right.
But, you know, and we have a good amount of talent around here right now. You know, I wouldn't mind moving down south to like Georgia or something where I get a big ass fucking house for like 250K. You know what I mean?
So dope.
Because my house right now costs $210,000, something like that. It's a condo. You know what I mean? But like with that same amount of money down south in Georgia or Virginia, I could buy a mansion. You know what I mean? I could buy a nice house.
You got more room to be inside.
Exactly. Yeah. More room to be a homebody. And that's why we're looking at houses right now. We probably won't move for another year because we have to have our business on the books for 2 years of taxes.
Yep.
In order to fucking get a credit, whatever. Doesn't matter. But we want to get a house with a big basement. I want to redo the whole basement, refinish it, and then turn it into a full dungeon, like a studio. And that'll be fucking really sick. Because right now we just film out the house. It's not bad, just, you know, it's not. I love it. Scarlett is like not the biggest fan because she's like, yeah, there's fucking farts all over my bed, farts all over my couch, farts all over every chair in the house. You know, so there's no spot that's like just hers. You know what I mean? And like I can feel that. You know what I mean, anybody can probably relate to that shit. So you know, we want to get a nice house of our own and then just have a fucking basement, lock it whenever anybody's over. Yep. You know,
separate space.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even if you find something like a. It'd be crazy if you found, like, a home with an in-law suite. Those are also...
That'd be fire.
We found that a couple times out here. So
really?
It's pretty diverse out here, yeah. Now, it's rare, but, you know...
I was going to say, if you go down south to Florida, I mean, they're probably a lot.
It's probably
a lot
way more often.
Yeah, exactly. Cynthia has one of those, I think, at her place, but she lives out in, like, farmland. So, like, she... And I think she is currently turning it into a studio, which is sick. We're actually going to be filming, I think, over near her house... in the summer because she has a pool and like a lot of land, so like we can go film in the pool because I want to do some farting videos in a pool because that shit sounds just fucking sweet. I just shout out to who is it, fucking Dirty Doll. I just watched one of Dirty Doll's videos. She had like a 53 or 55 minute compilation on her fucking page of like it's like 8 videos or something combined into like a big compilation. Mm-hmm. And I bought that shit, and one of them was like her in a fucking pool and she's like goes underwater and then lifts her ass up and shoves in the girl's face and rips fucking ass, and I was like, damn, that's fucking lit. So that was fucking sweet. So like shout out to Dirty Doll. And me and Scarlett were talking about this girl Haley Farts last night, bro. Haley Farts is fucking sexy. I talked to her last night for like 2 hours by myself. Mm-hmm. Scarlett didn't. I don't think Scarlett talked to her at all. But I was talking to her on her OnlyFans, because, like, I have an OnlyFans account, you know, that's, like, not Dax's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my own, like, one with a fucking private name, you know, that I go out and fucking subscribe to bitches' OnlyFans and fucking jack off to them. But, like, I was talking to this girl, and she's just so cool. Like, she said she has, like, fucking 60 terabytes of video that's Holy unreleased. Crap. That she just has. That's it. She said she just likes doing human furniture shit. So she'll just pop her slave or her husband, whatever the fuck he is, into a smother box and just sit down and just game for like 4 or 5 hours. Wild. And she's like, then she just films it all. And sometimes she uses it and sometimes she doesn't. And bro, she rips like farts that like if she came and worked for us, I'd be like, yo, hire a male slave. Cause like, I'm not getting into that. You know what I mean? Like some scary ass farts, dude. Yeah. She's a beast. You know, she's cool as fuck when I talk to her, too. So, just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of girls out there that obviously we'll never be able to work with because they don't want to work with anyone besides their husband or their boyfriend or whatever. And that's totally fine. To each their own. But, like, she's one that I would love to work with. Giant Says Julie, I would love to work with her. It's just hard. We could work with her in the future, but we'd have to fly out to her because she, you know, she got family and does all that shit. So, yeah. It's more tough. But, you know. That'd be cool to work with her. And there's a lot of girls that just do all solo and POV shit, which is sad because some of these girls, they need to get a fucking face behind their ass, you know, and then they'll make some real fucking money and they'll be like, oh, why haven't I been doing this the whole time?
Yeah.
You know? And that's where the real money's at. That's where the chat is at. And plus, as a male fart sniffer, that's where you want to be. You know me? That's just tight.
I like the feedback we get a lot of times when we do have new models. You know, they let you know, like, oh, yeah, like, this is a great, safe environment. Like, I love you guys. Like, you guys are great, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely something that I would say pride ourselves on for sure is, you know, because as soon as they sit down, if you're, you know, sitting there, I would hand you our scripts and I say, just read through them all. If any of them you aren't comfortable with, just let me know and we'll knock it, yeah, I mean, cross it right out. Because, like, we want... I mean, you need people to feel comfortable, you know what I mean? And, I mean, thank God we haven't had a single person be like, yeah, I don't want to do this one, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to write something that I'm like, you know.
If anything, it's the opposite.
Yeah. We do get that a lot, too. Yeah. I like the Tree of Rose. I didn't know she did nudity. I could have sworn I asked her before she came here, but, like, halfway through the shoot, she was like, are we doing anything nude? And I was like, you do fucking nudity? And she was like, yeah. I was like, bro, let's go. Like, come on over here. So that shit was funny. And like, that's, you know, part of our, now we have a form that we send out essentially. And that's one of the things is, you know, I mean, when we started out fucking, I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? Yep. It was all just, I'm learning all this shit on my own. I talked to Ramon from, Ramon Faithful sometimes. Fucking nice fucking guy. He's cool as shit. We just sent a couple girls his way, actually. But it doesn't matter. He's cool. You know, it's cool to, like, talk to a couple people out in the industry. He's pretty cool. I talked to a couple other people. I would love to talk to the guy who runs Queen Dom, because I think Queen Dom's a really cool studio. It doesn't matter. just keep getting distracted and shit.
Off track much?
Off track nonstop. Bro, I'm hungry. When's my pizza getting? Oh, my pizza was dropped off. Hit pause for a second. Let me just bring this shit inside.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good food right there, man. That's good food. Papa John's, man. That's the funny thing about living in New Jersey and getting, like, Papa John's, because people are always like, damn, bro, you live in New Jersey and you eating Papa John's? Like, why don't you get some of that good shit? Because we do have the good shit.
Yeah.
Passarellos.
Right.
You know? Oh, my God. Passarellos are so good. But they're not on DoorDash. And I'm very lazy, you know? If they were on DoorDash, it'd be a fucking wrap. I get them every time. I'm a big pasta guy. I'm Italian, so that'll do it. Italian and Irish, funny enough.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fucker. But I'm not a drinker. I don't drink at all. I hate drinking.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Scarlett loves to drink. Me? Not so much.
Yeah, same.
I think alcohol tastes like shit. Like, I don't know why I want to drink something that tastes like shit. I don't like being drunk. I don't like being anything outside of just fucking, you know what I mean? The reg. That's just... It's just not my cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, I used to drink, like, ciders and different beers.
So I used to drink Red Apple Ale.
Mm-hmm.
That shit used to be my shit. But, again, I don't like being drunk, so yeah. I would just drink it for the taste.
Right.
And the thing is, if I'm drinking something for the taste, why drink an $8 bottle of You mean like mm-hmm. it's just like I can just drink apple juice and it's better.
I used to drink a Strongbow, but that's you know it all messed me up because the whole gluten and wheat and all that.
You can't eat gluten?
Nah, not supposed.
Isn't this gluten?
Dude, that's crazy, right? So pizza, gluten, lactose intolerant too.
You're lactose intolerant and you're gluten.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here
eating
pizza.
So when I was doing the keto diet, that was the best thing for me because I didn't have to worry about eating any of the bread or pasta.
To a T. Yeah, I mean, to an extent, I should say. Because cheese, when I was on keto, cheese was like, I was eating fucking cheese sticks and fucking taking handfuls of fucking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. And cream cheese because I would cook with it. Fuck out of here, Snickers. I know you smell the food finally, but yeah, you know, so that's hardcore, dude. That's tough.
Well, I start tomorrow again.
Keto?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, I literally start tomorrow again. That's why when you said, "Oh, I'm going to get pizza," I was like, "You know what?"
Bro, I'm trying to lose weight. It's fucking tough. Bang. It's tough out of here in these streets. You know,
it is.
It's tough. It's a bitch to lose weight. It sucks because I used to be 140 pounds. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I got off my ADD meds and I quit smoking. And then my fucking, my weight just fucking shot up, dude. I'm like 260 now. It's trash.
I just got in a relationship. That's all it took. All it took was not having ideas and going to dinners.
I was 220. Mm-hmm. And then I got married. And then like 3 months later, I shot up. from that point to there, I was just like, 220? Nah, bro. Let's get some more weight on them bones.
Yeah.
My body was like, you're done now. You can rest, you know? It was funny.
That's how I feel with my body now. My body's like, bro.
Bro, you know it's trash. I just watched Mufasa. That shit was fucking ass.
Why'd you watch that? Why didn't you go see Sonic 3? Like the children we are.
I told you. A, I don't like leaving the house. So I'll wait for it to come out and then I'll watch it because I'll watch the shit out of it. But if I'm seeing something in theaters, it's got to be like something big. Like, except for I just saw the fucking vampire movie in theaters. But that was against, that was against my will.
What is that? Nosferatu?
Nosferatu. Scarlett fucking loved it. I mean, it was a great movie. It was a great movie. I think I fell asleep for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I don't like going to movies, because I fall asleep. You know what I mean? It's just too comfy out there. Snakes, come here. Piece of shit. But like, I like seeing the big Marvel movies in theaters.
Yeah.
I think like the last thing that I really enjoyed that I saw in theaters was probably like Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That shit was fucking crazy. Except I was crying. Have you ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that movie fucked me up.
Rocket's,
Rocket's backstory was gnarly, dude. Mm-hmm. And the thing about that movie was like, you'd be laughing your ass off, and then it would cut to some fucking dark ass shit, and you'd be sitting there like tears in your eyes, and then it would jump back to fucking Drax and what's his face having a blast, and you'd be cracking up again. It was a roller coaster of emotions. Like if you look up like the phrase "roller coaster of emotions," next to it is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That's hilarious.
Literally, it's so intense, dude. That movie is fucking nuts.
Well, what did you put something? I saw it somewhere. You wrote if you haven't seen Pirates of the Caribbean at least once a month.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Bro.
You got an obsession with that?
Do you have like a movie that you occasionally are like, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to put this movie on? Like, it's a movie that I love. You know what I mean?
The only thing that comes to mind right now is Jurassic Park. And I don't even know if that's
How to Train Your Dragon. I love Jurassic Park, first of all.
Yeah,
Jurassic Park's like, great. Pirates of the Caribbean, for whatever reason, just always stuck with me as a kid. And I loved it. And I love it now. And I love Johnny Depp. He's the shit.
You got
especially
a quote from there?
Disney. What, from
any of the Pirates movies? Do you have a favorite
quote? I could quote it all the day, but my favorite one is, hold on, my dog's looking at me. Like, he wants more food. I'm about to feed him a pepper, and then I'll fucking think twice about asking for food. just like anything with Davy Jones, bro. Because, like, Davy Jones, just the way he pops with his fucking lips, dude.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, I can't think on the top of my head. But it's the you're a liar and a
nice.
Yeah. He's like, you're a liar and a thief, and you'll spend an eternity on the ship. And the way he just pops his lip, bro, ship.
Nah, how he delivers lines is great.
He's just the shit. Just the any of those movies I can just throw on and I'll just fall asleep so happy. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's exactly what I did. I throw on the second movie, Dead Man's Chest, and just lay there and I was just like smiling, just watching. It's like, yeah, this is awesome.
I think it's the third one where they're like, shoot him, rip out his tongue, And then Johnny Depp's just like, shoot him and then rip out his tongue and then shoot his tongue. And it's the best fucking thing.
And shoot out his tongue.
It's so funny.
I like when in the second one, dude, I was cracking up last night when the parrots, they're Johnny Depp comes out and he's like, or Jack Sparrow comes out and he's like, so you guys want to have a mutiny? And everybody goes quiet. And then the parrot goes, the parrot's like, walk the plank. And then he pulls out his gun and puts it at the parrot's head. He's like, what did the parrot say? Shit just cracks me up, dude. Johnny Depp's so fucking funny in those movies, dude. He's outrageous. Dude is absolutely reckless. And it's more than just the lines he delivers. It's his facial expressions that he makes, dude. Because especially when other people are having a conversation, you just see him in the background just with his eyes.
It's just all like, the micro expressions.
It's just so good. He's so good. He's a fucking goat, dude. Like, he's just the best. And it makes me sad that he doesn't really act anymore.
Yeah. They're all getting older, man. They're all getting older.
Well, he stopped acting after the whole trial thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because that shit was tough. That shit was tough.
Makes sense. Meanwhile, Harrison Ford going strong. Red Hulk. Okay. You know what I mean? And seeing any of his interviews is hilarious because he's just like, he's just there. Right? Mm-hmm. He's just there cracking jokes.
You know I think he's like 84.
Yeah. Or people will try to make his role seem more personal to him. And he's like, nah, man, I was just playing a part. He's just like, he's so casual.
I just saw somebody else that's like that. And I love him. Did you watch Dune yet, Prophecy?
Yeah.
You watched all?
Yeah. I've seen both. Oh, wait. Is this the TV show? No, I did not.
Oh, my God.
I did not.
So Travis Fimmel, you ever see the show Vikings?
I know of it.
So, like, he's the main character in Vikings and the Warcraft movie and
okay, I know who Dune you're Prophecy. Talking about.
He's the man, and there's interviews with him where on like Jimmy Kimmel and shit, where they're like, "What does this character mean to you?" And he's like, "Absolutely nothing. Like, I fucking hate it." Like, he's like
that's so funny.
He's the type of person, and he's literally said this in interviews where he's like, acting is a job for me, and I do acting because it pays the bills, and once I get enough money from acting, you'll never see me in Hollywood again." He's like, "I fucking hate Hollywood. I hate LA.
Yeah.
I hate being here. I hate doing this right now, like everything."
Right.
He's like, I'm a farmer. I have a fucking house in Kansas and a fucking big ass ranch. And once I get enough money, I'm going back to my ranch and I'm fucking chilling. And like, it just makes me love him even more, you know? And he's so good at acting, dude. He's just phenomenal. It makes me sad. I hope he changes his mind and makes enough money and just keeps going. Cause I'd love to see him as like a fucking, you know, fucking Dumbledore, you know, in some fucking movie. Because he's got those skills.
Killian Murphy gives me those same vibes.
Is it Killian or Cillian? I just heard the other day it was Killian, might be Killian.
Cillian something.
Either way, Cillian Murphy's the fucking shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He gives me the same vibe.
Yeah, he's OG fucking Scarecrow right there, dude.
A great actor, you know.
I was watching a commercial during the Eagles, and it was Matthew McConaughey, and I was like, bro, Matthew McConaughey's the shit.
He is.
He really is.
He is. You see Tom Cruise is still going at it, man. It's another Mission Impossible.
Shut the fuck up.
Another Mission Impossible.
I'm not going to lie.
It looks good.
Those movies slap, dude.
It's annoying that it still looks good.
What I like about it is like the Fast and Furious movies, they suck penis.
Yeah,
and like each one sucks penis more than the last one. But like Tom Cruise can do 100 Mission Impossibles and they stay fucking great.
It's wild.
I don't know how the fuck he does it, but it's cool.
You know what makes me like him even more?
It's like the James Bond movies.
He's like 5'6 or 5'7.
Oh, he's tiny.
Yeah, he's short.
But he's actually, like, he's obviously a psychopath because he's in Scientology, but, like, he's pretty cool. Like, if you watch his interviews and shit, like, he's a fucking funny ass. He's a cool dude. Yeah. He's, like you said, he's like 5'6 or some shit, and they have to make him look taller and everything he's in, but which is hilarious. But he also does all of his own stunts, which is crazy. That's nuts, bro. Like, he broke his foot in fucking Mission when he was filming Mission Impossible, the last Ghost one, the fifth one. I think Ghost Protocol,
something like that. Yeah.
He jumps from a rooftop to another one. He's fucking.
You can see it.
It's gnarly. I was about to say,
His he foot catches the folds wall in half, foot,
dude.
Yeah.
And then he continues still the rest of the scene. He's crazy, dude. That dude is not mortal. He's like a fucking absolute savage. Full on
sprints after that.
He's a fucking beast, dude. He's so cool. Like, that's just what a fucking boss. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to act until he dies. And he's probably going to die while acting.
Right.
You know? Because he fucking jumped out of a helicopter with no parachute. Like, the dude's a fucking monster. Yeah. You know?
Brad Pitt's still going at it.
I love Brad Pitt's probably my number one. Have you ever seen the Lil Dicky show?
I did.
Shut the fuck up. Stop, dude. Like, you're not getting food, bro. Chill. You've
been giving him food this whole time.
Shut up. What's the name of his TV show? I can't remember the name of his TV show, but if you haven't seen his TV show in whatever the last season is, there's an episode at the end of the season, the mm-hmm. final, the season finale, with Brad Pitt in it. It's one of the best TV that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, nice. Hands down. Like, it is, the plot that happened in that episode is so incredible. And guys, I watch a shitload of TV. It's incredible. I mean, I'm down to fucking watch it, like, right now, dude. Like, it's so fucking good. It's just crazy. I don't want to give spoilers out for it, but, like, it's fucking tight. It's tight.
That's how I've been with Arcane. I know we're about to move forward, but Arcane, I probably watched it, like, 8 times already, 9 times.
Season 2?
Season 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so good. So good.
Everything about that show.
I just saw a show called Primal. I think it's called Primal something.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? It's on Adult Swim?
Yeah, it's animated.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Samurai Jack. It's so good. I don't think there's any words.
Is it the same artist? I wonder.
It probably is, bro. But it's so I just saw the trailer for it, and I was like, bro, this looks fucking crazy. Yep. You know what I mean? That shit looks fire.
Did you watch all of it, or you just...
No, I just saw a trailer. I just saw it. Oh, okay. I saw it being promoted on Hulu, and I looked up a trailer, and I was like, yeah, that shit looks crazy. It looks worth it. It looks fucking cool. It's like about a guy and his fucking dinosaur and like the fucking medieval time. Is there any words in the whole show?
Eventually.
That's tight. I'm hyped for it. This show looks crazy. All right, let's fucking end it, because I'm fucking hungry, and I'm staring at this fucking pizza.
Sounds good.
We'll be back next time. Scarlett will be here. Don't worry.
Probably won't get off track.
We won't get off track yet. If you did enjoy us getting off track, let us know, because that's just funny. Much love. We'll catch you guys. Remember, keep sniffing.
That's all you get today.
That's it. That's all you get. Yeah. Ain't no girls here.